So Don, take me back, you know, 40 or nearly 40 years to when, you know, HIV and AIDS was first making national headlines. Take me through where you were at and what led to you learning that you were HIV positive.
At that time, there was both denial that it could possibly happen to you, and then I probably have it anyway. And so, and there was no cure, there was no treatment, so people just didn't go. And then out of the blue, I decided I need to go get tested. And the test results came back the way I expected. My response was very cavalier, but looking back on it, I was depressed for over 10 years.
When you say depressed, did you even go to the point where you didn't seek treatment? Take me through with the examples of how you were in denial.
I was in denial. It's hard to explain when you say, I'm not depressed, but you are. And that shows up in your daily work at home more than out in public. Because what I did was I overcompensated and became extremely active, even to the point of being not an activist as much as those in the big cities. But yeah, I definitely jumped on board for treatment. I definitely wanted the treatment, although even as I was doing that, I figured I was going to die.
Okay. What was the treatment when you started?
The very first medicine that they had was AZT. And that was a drug that people said, oh, don't take AZT, you're going to die. Well, there was two reasons for people saying that. One, they didn't know how to dose it because it was a brand new drug. And secondly, by the time people got on AZT, they were very, very ill anyway. And so, yes, those who went on AZT often did die, but I don't believe it was from the AZT. It was from the illness, from the virus.
About how far into your course of illness were you prescribed then later drugs that really seemed to make a difference, not for you, for everyone that was HIV positive?
Well, I was being cared for at a research facility. And so unlike those, and you got to remember, I was a nurse. So I'm very proactive when it comes to doing stuff like that. And so I was at a research facility and I said, what's going on? What can we do? Sign me up. And so originally it was not what we call what some people refer to as the cocktail now. It was first one medicine and then another medicine because all the pharmaceuticals were competing. And so there were a number of medicines out there, and the average person, certainly me, took three different pills at one time. The later that got, you know, was given the name the cocktail. Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that this was going to be a chronic illness for you and not a terminal illness?
Oh my goodness. It was a very slow realization.
What happened first?
The fact that I wasn't dying, the fact that I wasn't getting ill, the fact that I was better, and then little bits of hope came along, and it was a friend of mine who said, I'm actually starting to make a plan. None of us made plans because there was no future to plan for. And so I followed his lead and I did a 1-year plan and a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan. And I completely, once I got past the 5-year, I don't even remember what the 10-year was because it's just been that way ever since.
When you see your doctor about your HIV, Does the subject much come up about managing that illness, or do you guys talk about other things?
Oh, we look at the lab results. We have to look at the lab results and make sure that they're okay. And then because since I've been in Erie, I've had the same doctor taking care of me, and she's a dream. And so then she gives me a hard time about, you know, my sugar's not doing real good. And I said, yeah. But we don't, I suppose if I were to compare it to like diabetes, when you go in to see your doctor and your blood results aren't good, then you're going to have talks. My blood results are very good. I've been very compliant with my meds, and I take care of my health for the most part. And so I've been one of the fortunate ones. That's why I'm still here 32 years later.
We talked last week about the stigma of having HIV and how that has evolved over the years. Your mind, what is the stigma like now compared to 32 years ago?
I think it would depend upon the group of people that you're involved with. Since meeting with you and knowing this was going to appear in the newspaper, I came out to some of my coworkers saying that there will be something in the newspaper. And they were all excited. They said, good for you. But I think also that comes with people knowing people. I still feel stigma. If I were to try to date, there are people that still refer to having HIV as being dirty.
Especially on the dating sites, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly. I don't use them, and I stay away from... I've learned that if something seems not good, toxic, whatever, I just don't go there. So I'm not experiencing the stigma that we did then. Any stigma I have now is self-imposed because I'm afraid of what people's reactions will be because I experienced them so much back then.
And I just want to also talk about all the people of your generation who didn't make it to the later medications. You said you were in a big cycle for a while of your activities were based around your friends and other ones who didn't survive. Take me through that. What was it like during that time period in the mid to late 80s?
It was rough. No question about it. It was rough. Because, and honestly, there were times I was feeling guilty because I was doing well and other people weren't. I had a partner then who is coming up on 40 years positive, and we went to many funerals. The AIDS quilt was something that, if you got a chance to see it in its fullness, just took your breath away. So it was hard, it was sad. Like I said, there was sometimes I would say, I'm just like them. How come I'm still here and they're not?
I imagine you hear something very similar from folks with cutting edge cancer treatments and things like that.
That's right.
Why they responded so well and some others didn't.
Yeah.
What would you say to other people who, because we're still seeing people in Erie County be diagnosed with HIV, and some of them are in denial.
Yes.
What would you say to them?
Oh, I can't say what I... Get your head out of wherever you have it hidden and get a grip on the reality of this. You can stay healthy and stay on top of it. Don't be in denial. Because denial will get you. It'll bite you in the butt.